and welcome to Hungry Women at Work. That's right, Hungry Women at Work. Now, whenever I tell people the name of the show, it raises a few eyebrows, and I'm often asked to share the story behind the name. So here goes. It was August 2016, and I was attending a summit for leaders from around the world. Now, just a few months before that conference, I had returned to work from maternity leave, having just given birth to our first child. I was still trying to figure out this work-life mom-wife hustle. Yep, the struggle was real. One highlight about my time at the conference was that I managed to stay awake and tuned in the entire day, despite being sleep-deprived from all the midnight feeds. That's worth a celebration, right? But the real highlight was the impact of one of the sessions, a talk that was about to disrupt my life in a big way. That talk was by Patrick Lencioni, considered a global expert on organizational health. Patrick spoke about the three virtues of an ideal team player, and he believes that the three values or virtues that make up the dream player you want on your team are someone who's humble, hungry, and smart. Humble people lack huge egos or concerns about status. They are the people who are just happy for the team to take the credit, not themselves. Hungry people are always looking for more things to learn. What's the next thing and how quickly can we get there? Think of the office hustler. And smart people, in Patrick's definition, are those who have good common sense about people. Those people who know how to read who's in the room and respond accordingly. Now that year, I was leading a small team in my role as head of communications and had taken along one of my direct reports. My team at the time was still fairly new, going through all the storming and forming phases. You know what I'm talking about. I found the talk particularly fascinating in terms of how one recruits new team members and how to build a team that actually works. After that session, I turned to Andile, my direct report, and asked him, "As someone who works with me daily, which of these three do you think I could be better at? Humble, hungry, or smart?" Instinctively, he answered, "I think you could be more hungry." I paused for a few seconds and said, "You're absolutely right. I could be more hungry. But it's not easy being a hungry woman in the workplace." We both burst out laughing at the irony of my comment, but on so many levels, I had touched a nerve. Being a hungry woman at work, a woman who is constantly thinking about the next step and the next opportunity, may be celebrated in some contexts. But if we're honest, for the most part, hungry women are often labeled as pushy, ice maidens, too masculine, having a point to prove, or our global favorite, so bossy. Forget the fact that she actually is the boss. A woman who constantly pushes boundaries or calls out new challenges to those around her is sadly not always celebrated. And there are many reasons for this. I worked in publishing for a number of years, and as I looked to the female leaders around me, those who had made it either had to make huge sacrifices by way of relationships, marriages, or families, or they were often tougher on their female subordinates than even the male colleagues. I had an editor who, when we heard a car coming down the road, we'd all scurry to clear up our desks, stop the friendly banter, and hustle to our desk as the hurricane, as she was known, would blow in. Think Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada. I also had a publisher who could make grown men cry with her sharp words, and another one who had different standards for different reports, depending on how well you could socialize with her after work. For most of my early work life, I had women leaders, and that is a great feat if you think about it. In reality, a lot of my encounters with them were not positive. Over the past decade, I have been privileged to have that narrative rewritten. I've had female leaders who've encouraged me to greater levels of effectiveness. Real-life women mentors who've guided me to greater versions of myself. And then, of course, phantom mentors. You know the type. You'll follow them, but they ain't following you back. who continue to make a huge impact on me without even knowing I exist. On that day, at the Global Leadership event, I made a decision to start Hungry Woman at Work. And because I was living true to myself and not being hungry enough, it's taken me 608 days, or 1 year and 8 months, to get it off the ground. Hey, I'm still a work in progress. Hungry Woman at Work is for the woman who wants to succeed in her work without losing her soul. It's for the woman who walks humbly and yet is hungry enough to lift herself and others up. It's a place for any working woman who needs a community of sisters who are doing it and doing it well. Whether your sphere of influence is the boardroom or the cabinet, a classroom or the track, an NGO or the home. It's a platform for women who are slaying it in their own lanes, but their lanes are wide enough for others to join in the race. Each week we'll bring you stories of incredible women who are doing exactly that, plus snippets of advice on everything from mentorship to relationship management and some fitness tips in between. If you like the sound of this, follow our feeds on iTunes, SoundCloud, Iono, and Instagram. Hashtag HWAW. I'm Navile Malloy, and I thank you for joining our behind-the-scenes episode of Hungry Woman at Work. Keep thriving without losing your soul.